it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Gillian.
We see that gold is shining brilliantly as the ultimate safe haven these days. Now, you say that South Africa's biggest gold miner is keen to take a journey to the center of the earth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's AngloGold Ashanti, and it's booming at the moment. They've got money coming out of its ears. I think it'll have cash, free cash. That's after capital expenditure of something like $2.3 billion. That's 18 billion rand by this year. And it's looking at going deep as exploration, as greenfields exploration, like it goes into Africa and it does exploration from scratch. It's looking about going to 5 kilometers and below, where we've never ventured before, to get something like 100 million ounces of gold that if they don't do it, it's going to be left there sterilized. So they are setting up a new technology base. They have got in the biggest companies in the world. Working with them are the likes of General Electric of the United States, 3M of the United States, Schlumberger, and big companies. They're not going to do this on their own. They're not going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to bring in technologies that are known and get down there deep, but in a different way. Also very safe, because they don't want to go for the blasting techniques that we've been used to, because when you blast underground, you shake up that earth. So they want to try and avoid that and go for mechanical boring means and also reduce their dilution. But at the prize there is like 100 million ounces of gold at a time when the world is short of supplies, and they're looking at a prototype next year, and they're looking at bigger details by September.
What does this ultimately mean for the South African economy?
For the South African economy, it means that we get a competitive advantage, because if they are able to go 5 kilometers, we know that all those mines around the world that just can't do it, that are open pits at the moment, but that will go underground, we will be able to bring that technology and turn it to account.
So it's a good thing then for South Africa's economy.
A very good thing.
All right, and we hear that the government is now going all out to give new impetus to the public investment program.
Yes, you know, we have this 860 billion rand to spend. And can you believe it? It's hard to spend it. And every year we come up with this hardy annual that we're unable to expend it. And it's not just the local authorities out there that can't spend it. You know, very sophisticated state-owned enterprises are unable to spend their budgets. And we saw Eskom, and we need the energy, you know, unable to spend what it was budgeted for 2 years running. It's sort of pledging now that it'll spend that 75 billion. We saw Transnet, you know, unable to spend its budget. And we suffer because when we don't export that coal, we don't have that revenue coming in, we don't have the jobs, we don't export the iron ore that we could do. So now they're saying, take it to the center. And they've got a new infrastructure commission, and they're putting Jacob Zuma right there because they wanted to have clout. And they're saying, give it impetus, work from the top, but make sure we do it in a way that we did with the FIFA World Cup. We had a top-down structure, but we got it to work. Let's make it work again, and it'll be interesting to see whether centralization rather than decentralization works or just becomes another bottleneck.
Do you think that the fact that President Jacob Zuma is personally going to be heading up this infrastructure commission, that it means they really are taking a step in the right direction?
Well, I hope that is so, and the minister in the presidency, Collins Shabani, has come out with these details, and you know, he's talking about CapEx underspending being a chronic problem and how it needs to be solved at this point in time, because we need those jobs, and the actual construction economy in South Africa is really in recession, you know, and we don't need that at this stage. And the contribution of official infrastructure expenditure to our gross domestic product is falling, I think, to an all-time 8%, which is very, very low. And I know that is concerning the Economic Development Minister, Ebrahim Patel.
All right. Well, on to a different topic, Martin. If we look at South Africa in terms of aeronautical research, there's something happening there.
South Africa succeeded in establishing itself as Europe's fourth most important aeronautical research partner. It's a bit of a mouthful, but they're talking in these acronyms of the International Cooperation Partner Country. They're even using the ICPC, and they say South Africa is number four here. 9 projects with the European Union, all involving aeronautics, which is a feather in our cap, you know, for a country of our size. And these projects range from creating an environmentally friendly aircraft engine to also advanced alternative fuels. So we've only got one big company, and that's Sasol involved, obviously, on the fuel side. So we've got a lot of institutions involved, and 75% of those funds that you're using, they're about 18 million rands worth of funds, come from the European Union and into our access, and also give our researchers access to the top companies. Some of our researchers already had access to the likes of Airbus, Volvo, Rolls-Royce, and then they get other spin-off contracts that are outside of what they call Framework Program 7, which must end in 2013. But in the meantime, South Africa number 4, you know, Canada is below us, Australia below us. We've got 9 projects going. Canada's only got 6, Australia only 1, but the topmost project performer, this is all in emerging countries. They take the best brains, the brightest minds, because they want to try and develop this knowledge economy of the EU, and they want help from around the emerging countries, is Russia with 52 projects they're coming in with. China 14, Ukraine 10, and then South Africa 9.
Well, I think on that positive note, we'll leave it there for this week. Martin, thank you so much for joining us here on AM Live. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time again next Friday.